WRPN, the music you grew up with in Ripon. Here's your daily news roundup.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. An employee at Saputo Cheese in Waupun died early Friday morning. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's officials say their communications center got an emergency call from an employee at Saputo Cheese Factory in the town of Alto at 2.09 a.m. The caller reported a medical emergency following a fellow employee inside the facility. LifeStar EMS and deputies were dispatched to the scene. Emergency personnel located a 43-year-old Fond du Lac man who was deceased. The cause of death remains undetermined, pending the results of an autopsy. The preliminary investigation indicates the death is likely the result of a medical event that occurred while the man was working. A 33-year-old North Fond du Lac man, suspected of driving while intoxicated, was arrested following a slow-speed chase early Sunday morning. According to Fond du Lac County Sheriff's officials, just before 4 a.m., a sheriff's deputy spotted a vehicle traveling south on I-41 near Sales Road in the town of El Dorado. The vehicle was traveling under the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit and weaving between southbound lanes and going off the road. The deputy activated emergency lights and siren, but the driver continued heading southbound under the speed limit. The driver pulled over an I-41 and stopped briefly before continuing south at about 40 miles an hour. The vehicle exited onto Winnebago Street and went through a stop sign at the end of the off-ramp, then turned east on Winnebago Street, heading toward North Fond du Lac. The deputy performed a pit maneuver, bringing the pursuit to an end on Winnebago Street near North Pioneer Road. The driver was the sole occupant of the vehicle and was taken to the Fond du Lac County Jail on a warrant out of Winnebago County. He's also facing felony fleeing, suspicion of OWI charges, and traffic citations. Police in Fond du Lac arrested a 21-year-old man Wednesday morning following a standoff. Police received information about a domestic abuse situation, including photos of injuries suffered by the victim of an attack. They went to a residence near the intersection of Salem Avenue and Hickory Street. Officers confirmed the victim had been removed from the scene. Then they set up a perimeter around the residence. The suspect was in the home with at least one child. A warrant was obtained for the house, and officers took the man into custody without incident. He was booked into the Fond du Lac County Jail on charges of disorderly conduct and false imprisonment. The Fond du Lac County Board last month got an update on schematic designs and phased options for the jail. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
In June, the board heard a presentation on an assessment of the justice system and bed count for the county jail, along with projections for what will be needed in the future. Schematic designs will differ because there are two possible sites for the jail. Fond du Lac County Executive Sam Kaufman says as the process moves along, the schematic designs will get more detailed. But due to possible future security risks, they won't be made available to the public.
However, those designs, when they're provided more detail, because of security reasons, as was pointed out by Venture and the Sheriff's Department, they can't be put out there publicly to show the actual detailed designs because that's a security risk.
Kaufman says there will be public information sessions about a new jail and/or justice center before the county board makes any final decisions. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Bond has been increased to $32,000 cash for a 41-year-old Oshkosh woman suspected of selling a fatal dose of methamphetamine. Jennifer O'Connor recently tested for amphetamines and cocaine. During a preliminary hearing in Winnebago County Court Thursday, her bond was increased from $22,000 to $32,000. She had posted the $22,000 and was out on that bond. She's charged with felony charges of first-degree reckless homicide, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and possession of methamphetamine. According to the criminal complaint, charges stem from a February 17th death at a Sawyer Street home. The victim was not named in the complaint. According to the complaint, police were called to the residence. The victim was revived with Narcan, but he died later. Drugs and drug paraphernalia were found at the home. O'Connor allegedly admitted to police that she sold drugs to the victim. The autopsy found the victim died of cocaine and methamphetamine toxicity. O'Connor will be arraigned on September 14th. Bond has been increased for a 19-year-old Fond du Lac man suspected in several home invasions in Fond du Lac this past February. Bond was originally set at $20,000 cash for Justice Butson, who's charged with three counts of burglary to a building or dwelling, three counts of disorderly conduct, and one count of attempted burglary. burglary. During a hearing in Fond du Lac County Court on Thursday, his bond was increased to $30,000 cash, and several no-contact provisions were added to his bond conditions. According to police surveillance, it shows Butson wearing a mask that looked like it was from the movie The Purge and a shower cap when he broke into the homes. Investigators found the mask and a kitchen knife hidden at Butson's home. According to the criminal complaint, he allegedly admitted to the crimes, telling detectives he was drunk and has long-term mental health issues. Butson lived in the 1600 block of Primrose Lane, the same block where the first home invasion was reported. He's currently being held in the Fond du Lac County Jail. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Chris Morrow. Green Bay City Clerk is resigning after duplicate absentee ballots were mailed before the April election in this month's primary. The city says Celestine Jeffries chose to step down but didn't provide more details. State election officials still looking into how the duplicate ballots were sent. The city says no outside vendor was involved and new safeguards are now in place. Tomorrow, of course, primary election day. Find your polling place and see your ballot at myvote.wy.gov. Madison's Police Civilian Oversight Board wants an independent review of an encounter between police and the city's interim independent police monitor, Aramique Glass, and police. They had an encounter while officers were trying to clear an encampment near Williamson and Baldwin Streets last week. The committee noted that Glass was trying to fulfill her duties and was injured during the encounter. Online footage shows that Glass had a broken hand, leading to the Madison Police Department to release their own video to ensure transparency. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Cole is joining a lawsuit to block the federal government from getting personal data from millions of welfare recipients. The case challenges a new rule that could let the government share information like Social Security numbers, addresses, and immigration status with other agencies. Supporters say that rule would help prevent fraud, but the attorney generals behind the lawsuit say it goes too far and threatens sensitive information. A Wisconsin man advocating for disability rights in Madison, Carl Scholze, traveled for 11 days by wheelchair from his Fox Crossing home to the state capitol, highlighting the importance of Medicaid for people with disabilities. He wants to bring more attention to Medicaid cuts made by Congress and called for bipartisan support to expand the health care program. And that's your state news. Chris Morrow for Civic Media News.
The Brewers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in San Diego tonight, opening a series against the Padres. Then it's on to LA to take on the Dodgers. The Brewers winning another thriller yesterday in Milwaukee, 4-3 in extra innings over the Twins. Manager Pat Murphy.
I like 10-0 way better. 15 strikeout shutouts better. But the end result when you stick with it this way is just so rewarding. The team got to reveal themselves today a little bit. We haven't been great, but we won because that's what we do.
NFL, the Packers are up to full strength with Josh Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd, and now Chris Brooks at running back. I asked Brooks, back from a hamstring injury, what will be his focus?
I think really daily just finding one thing to work on and just dialing that in. When I'm focusing on that, I think each day that just gets better.
And tributes pouring in for Hall of Fame head coach Don Nelson, who led the Milwaukee Bucks to 7 straight division titles. Nelly was 86 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a shower or two possible with a low into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Rippin' News Roundup from WRPN, the music you grew up with. Find more news anytime at WRPN.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.